Let's say good morning once again, as we often do, to Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Not in the studio this morning, but good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
So I want to ask you about this interesting issue of innovation in banking. It involves patent laws, which you wouldn't necessarily expect. I view innovation in banking to be more about hidden fees and ways of charging you for
CDOs
stuff.
CDOs and credit default swaps.
There you go. What about banking requires a patent, and what is the banking industry doing to try to change patent law?
Well, there are some patents that, you know, are centered on actual inventions, you know, something that you would hold in your hand, an item that was invented. But there are other patents that have to do with business processes. It's kind of like recipes in business, you know, step one, do this, step two, step three, and that all adds up to a process that is good. And those kinds of patents, the business practice patents, have been controversial across all types of corporations because they say, we shouldn't have to pay some guy a fee if we're just using the same ordering of steps in a process that he uses. But the banks really hate them. And actually, you know, they have a lot of influence with the New York Senator Charles Schumer. And they convinced him to insert into a bill that passed in the Senate in March, and there's a similar one in the House now, a provision that would get rid of, you know, some of the barriers here and require a federal reexamination of any business practice patent just in the financial sector's industry. So it does not help other kinds of companies, but just for the banks.
So is it an intellectual property issue for a bank to come up with a system for allowing you to take a picture of your check, put it into your iPhone, and deposit it at an ATM? Is that an electronic issue, or is it more the matter of the whole process of actually filing and making that a secure transaction?
So that process, you know, when you take your check and it gets scanned in at the ATM, that is right at the heart of this debate, because there's a little known company in Texas called Data Treasury Corporation, and they have a patent around this electronic processing of checks. And banks in the last decade have paid about $400 million to this little Texas company.
Oh, nice.
As they do this. And they're saying, this is horrible, this is a tax on us. And Senator Schumer says, you know, it's a needless expense, it's unfair. And so this provision is seen by a lot of people in Washington as targeting specifically that electronic check processing.
It's interesting to me that Schumer, who is like Mr. Crazy against ATM fees and always talks about, he's actually, if I'm not mistaken, responsible for that little window that comes up and says, you're going to be charged this much for the fee for this ATM transaction. Do you want to continue? I think that's Schumer's thing, that he would also be against banks having to pay for intellectual property of companies that invent stuff.
Actually, it makes a lot of sense. Okay, you can think about how angry the banks have been that they've had to make less money on those ATM fees, right? Mm. And this is a way they could save a lot of money, right? If they didn't have to spend $400 million paying for this process to this guy in Texas, you know, maybe that helps make up for what they would lose in the ATM fees. So they're, you know, they're different issues, and this is one that Schumer has really gone to bat for the banks for.
If there was no incentive for companies like the company down in Texas to come up with business practices that improve and innovate consumer banking, do you think there would be less of an opportunity to ease transactions?
Well, you know, I mean, what he came up with was important, but again, this is a lot of corporations feel like inventors out there come up with these things and they become a corporate tax. He spoke to the Times. He said, Claudio Ballard, he's the guy in Texas who has this patent. He said, I didn't invent the scanner. I didn't invent networking or computers or software, but I'm an expert at systems integration, and I completed the end-to-end solution for this. So, you know, he says that he had this insight that a lot of people copied, and it helps them do business now. It's a little bit like, you know, chefs who come up with the exact recipe that really allows you to cook the very best dish. You know, sometimes they feel that someone else would not have come up with that.
So it's an intellectual property issue.